Hi.
Hey, can you turn down your radio a little bit there?
Okay. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I know that a dog attacked my son when he was only 2 years of age because my lap was in heat. Oh. And so this big dog was killing everything, even a beaver and whatnot. This is in the country in North Carolina. This dog tried to kill my baby, and I beat that dog with my fist off my baby. And my friend shot the dog, and they said it was a ghost dog because it had bullet holes where you could look all the way through it. And just in the nick of time, less than 20 minutes before the quarantine was up, because the animal control couldn't catch the dog, that dog appeared again, and my friend killed them with hollow points, and I didn't know the hollow points were illegal. And so, but the dog died. We got rid of the ghost dog, and my son, he's doing fine. Yep. He's 10 now.
See,
but
okay.
He was only 2 then. So that dog died. It wasn't my dog. I don't know who dog it was, but the dog was killed.
No, that's good. Your son was all right. I got bit by a dog when I was in the 6th grade. I had to get some stitches and stuff, and that dog died. It choked on a popsicle stick a couple days later, so I didn't have to
shoot. That was voodoo. You put some voodoo on it.
I did.
But anyway, in the emergency room, the doctors, they said that if it would have been a grown person or older person, that dog would have got to the jugular vein. But see, being that my son was only right at 2 years of age,
wow!
Naturally, he curled up in the fetal position. You know, that's their
interesting story.
Little babies, and that's what saved his life.
Hey, well, thanks for sharing that with us this morning.
Yeah.
Bye.